This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about creeps. Actually, Tiak and Aaron are going to talk about creeps. Steve and I are going to wander out of the building. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, do you remember when Slack... No, just kidding.
What?
Who's the creepiest person in this room?
I think it's...
It's not
me. I don't know.
I don't think any of us are... Do you think it's you?
The fact that they had to think about it kind of gets me off the hook
I think we're all creepy in different ways.
Thank you, yeah.
Because I have been told constantly that I'm a very quiet walker and I can sneak up on people. And so I use that to my advantage around the office a lot.
I'm going to say this can be creepy. Like, I think you're probably the creepiest person here.
I think so.
Because you just do, you know what you do? You've cultivated this image of like, oh my God, I'm like this innocent little redhead and I wear be a good person stuff like constantly. And then you're the one instigating crap with the morning show.
No, I was just stealing office supplies
like it's your freaking job.
I was told to by the GM.
Now that you put it that way.
I don't know if she's a creep or a felon. What are we looking for?
It's both.
I think... When I think of the word creep, this is weird, but I don't... Can women be creepy?
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't, but... I'm sorry. The word creep, you immediately think of a dude.
You're right. Yes. It's a different flavor of creepiness.
And I think if a woman were creepy towards me, I'd probably kind of like it.
Right. Wow.
Like, it'd probably be a good thing.
She's flirting.
Yeah. She's showing interest. Oh, my God.
There's just been a couple stories out there where, like, ways to spot a creep. And it's like... Like, I think you know a dude is a creep pretty quickly. I've got a 6-to-1 ratio. If a guy has sent you 6 text messages and you haven't responded, he's a creep.
Yeah, he's high maintenance,
he's
too.
He's just like, although I am a 6-to-1 dude with everyone. Because I don't finish a thought. Like, what could be one text message where it's like, hey, man, I'm going to go do this, and then I'm going to go do that, and I'm going to go do this, and then I'll meet you over at the thing. That is 6.
Those are individual.
Yes, I'm like... Yeah. Hey, I'm running a little bit late today.
Oh.
Send. It's because of this. Send. Instead of just doing one thing. But I'm saying if a guy does 6 full thoughts.
Hey, how are you? Haven't heard from you in a while. How's it going over there?
Right. That. All that.
Where's that office supply that's missing? Do you know anything about that?
There's a chair missing somewhere.
Multiple text messages is a creep.
Is that
creep.
Is, okay. All right.
Or a guy... I think men, like the creep that I'm picturing in my head, I remember you and me were at like the tavern.
Okay.
And the dude was holding his drink with his Mercedes fob hanging off of his like ring fingers. Like, so he's like presenting like the fob as if it's almost like a ring.
Yes.
Like I drive a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Like, that should be in your pocket.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a creep.
Because I'm about to spill my drink on it and, like, ruin it.
Yes. He's trying to... He's...
He's trying too hard. Guys who try too hard. Another guy will like you know what? I do all this charity stuff. They have to run down the checklist of all the good things.
I was volunteering the other day at the Foothills Animal Shelter.
Hold on.
What?
That's creepy?
If they do it a lot.
And it's not solicited.
If they volunteer a lot, they're creepy.
No. If they talk about it.
Right.
That's like bring thing. It up as a bragging point.
You can't get paid for anything? We volunteer for it.
Wait, shouldn't you be proud of it?
Yes.
You should, but there's a line.
Yeah. And if he keeps bringing it up, then there's a weirdness.
It's like,
there.
Look at me. I'm such a good person.
But you're
it's
not.
Almost like I wear clothing.
You're literally wearing
a person.
Yes. You're literally doing that. Right
I don't know
now.
What you're talking about.
You're basically a creep because you're.
We are different. Steve said it. We are different levels or flavors. He said flavors of creep.
We each have creepiness in us, but.
All right. So this could get really dark, but. If you want to call and rat yourself out for being a creep, that's great. I don't think anybody's going to do that. I think it's, here's what I envision. It's going to be women calling saying the creepiest thing a dude has ever done.
That's cool.
But if there are women who've been creeped, if you've been creeped out by a woman, we want to hear that as well.
Yeah.
We just want to hear the creepiest creepers you have in your Rolodex. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
What about, because we always hear this, at least it works for men, like, waitresses will touch your arm or touch your shoulder to kind of like establish a connection, and men like it, I think.
They like to be called servers, but keep going.
Servers? What did I say?
Waitresses.
Okay. Well,
so if you're a dude who can't get over it and like, hey, stewardess,
you're
a creep.
Yes, I'm a creep then. But I don't think it works the other way, right? Like the guy that's just like touchy. Like, like not even in a, like an inappropriate way, but just too. You're not, I don't think it's you're supposed to go that way, right?
What you described there, that wait staff are kind of taught to do that, do physical reinforce. They get bigger tips out of it. But if a guy ever tried that, he'd be in jail before the end of the shift.
Yes. I think men cannot be physically demonstrative without being creepy.
How about, let's say it's kind of packed and I'm trying to get through the line and I kind of grab her like around the waist a little bit, move her.
Never do that.
Okay, you're
never
right.
Never
do that.
You can tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, excuse me, I'm trying to get through.
And then wait for your response to let me through or not. Okay.
If it's a really loud bar and I need to get past you.
Tap on the shoulder.
But can I,
and then you can
I put my can I put my head near your ear to tell you?
Yes, like, that's a good one.
And
that's,
while
to me,
I'm
that's
there,
a, no.
Can I smell your hair a little?
No.
You can breathe it in. You don't have to tell her. She can still never know. Why is that creepy?
Can I say one of the creepiest things in my head? I just remembered something really, really creepy. And it's you.
What did I didn't do?
I doubt you remember saying this.
I didn't say it.
You have said on this show before,
no.
And Tiet can find it, that you find it endearing, charming, something to brush your date's hair. Like if you've got a woman and you're watching a movie, like to have a brush.
Physically have a brush, not just like,
And you've been dating a while. Is that like a first or second?
I don't think it matters.
It's like a year's worth of dating. And it's you're so familiar where I'm just brushing your hair. And you would have done it anyway sitting next to me. But I'm going to do it for you. Because
am I crazy or is that creepy?
There's something weird about it. I understand what you mean. Because like, oh my gosh,
it
you scratch loving. My back all the time. I want that. But there's, it's, I don't know.
From
and play 30, with my hair.
Feet, you can
play
make
with my hair.
Kiss.
Yes, yeah. And play with your hair. Or
run your fingers.
The brushing that just seems weird.
Because there's a tool or an
object.
Yeah, it's you supplying your own brush. That's got all the other women's hair stuck in it still.
It's
creepy. There's something about. Like if you and Aaron, I know you're not dating, but let's pretend you're dating. You're on the couch and she's got her feet on you and you like start rubbing her feet.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But if you like stand up, strap the oil thing on and like, and then just start, you have all like, oh, this is my moment to be more professional about the foot rub. That it's just weird. Like you took it to a non-spontaneous loving gesture to a, oh,
a planned
and you
type
get out
of
a straightener and like some Aquanet and you're just like doing it or braiding her hair. Braiding? Ooh. Yeah, no, I don't think you'd do that
no,
either.
No, you can do I can do
braiding's
braid.
Okay.
Yeah, French braid.
But he has to brush it before he braids it.
But I have my fingers and it's running through her. I label that stuff it's creepy and it's chromantic. It's creepy and romantic at the same time.
It's not. I just Yeah. We need other people that say the creepy things, but it is stuck in my head for a really long time. I was just like
brushing her hair.
Yeah. It just feels unless it's your daughter, it just feels weird to brush a woman's hair.
Okay, real quick, Aaron. Let's say we're dating, but we're only been dating like 2 or 3 times. Let's say I'm speaking to you, and your hair is kind of, and I kind of brush it out of your
That's
way.
Fine.
Yeah.
Unless you pull a goodie out of your mouth.
Now suddenly, why is it a crime? Now I'm just taking it to the next level.
They don't ID you when you buy the brushes. It's illegal.
Like a rat tail comb? That's all, I can't do that.
All right, so we've established Steve's a creep. What's the creepiest thing you've ever seen or had done to you? 303-222-5423.
Got a good story? Share it now. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve
on Alice 1059.
So we're looking for creeps, and if you're looking for a, as a side note, if you're feeling a little unruly before a job interview or anything, swing by the station. Steve will brush your hair for you.
What? No, that's a romantic gesture for people that
have
been
dating. I thought you said cro-mantic.
Cro-mantic. It's creepy yet romantic. For couples that have been, they've been together for a while.
I just can't wait. Till the next person you bring back to the Bat Cave and as they're sitting on your couch, they'll be like, you get up to excuse yourself for a moment and they'll be waiting for you. Like,
whatever.
Is that a hairbrush I see in here?
They liked it. Okay.
We need you to text in if you want.
It's
do
romantic.
You want a man to brush your hair? Text in.
Run his fingers.
Brush me. Or stay the hell away at 51059. Lisa?
Yay.
Creep. What's the creepiest thing you've seen?
Went on a first date with a man. Very nice guy. Sorry, my cat's in the back of my car. Oh. Very nice man. He paid for dinner, walked me to my car. We had a nice cordial hug. I got in my car. He went to my car window and motioned to roll down the window. And I did. And he bent down, grabbed the back of my head, and shoved his tongue in my mouth.
He threw the car window? Did he, like, pull you out, or did he come in?
I rolled down the window. I rolled down the window, and he grabbed the back of my head and pulled it towards his face.
Yeah.
And shoved his tongue in my mouth. And then he stopped, and he asked me, are you loud?
Are you loud?
Oh, my God. I don't...
What?
In the
relation?
Yes. Did he say that, really?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Lisa, if he would have pulled out a hairbrush instead, you would have been turned
off. Yeah,
buddy.
You would have been... Yeah, she's like, take me open. Now I'm loud.
Wow, that's...
Salia.
Yay.
Creep.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite stories. It was actually my daughters when they were 5 and 7.
Okay.
My 7-year-old had this little thing, like, it was comforting to her, but she would rub your ear, and it would comfort her, like, help her fall asleep or calm down.
Okay.
Or whatever, right? So I'm walking around the corner, and all I hear is, shh, just let it happen. And it's my 7-year-old rubbing her little sister's ear.
Oh, hear the whole, what?
Just let it happen.
And whispered.
Who taught her? I don't, yeah. That's weird. My daughter had the same thing.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious. I was dying.
My daughter never did this, just let it happen, but she had a tactile thing she would rub. She had a tail of like one of her favorite toys, and she would rub it till she fell asleep. Yeah. Yeah.
But she didn't whisper.
No, she never said to her little pink puppy, shh, let it happen. Damien.
Yay.
Creep, what do you got?
So when I was in high school, I had this girl that she had my phone number, and she sent me 57 text messages in an hour span while I was taking a nap. Obviously, the responding in that time frame.
Wow.
And I bet you was like, hello, why aren't you responding to me?
Oh my God, did they get more and more desperate?
Yeah, she just kept saying, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, obviously I'm not texting you back, so I'm busy or something, you know?
Whoa.
Did you end up with her, or was that it? Was that the last straw for you?
Oh, no. I blocked her after that.
Yeah, 57 texts in 1 hour is kind of a lot.
Whoa.
Get the clue, baby.
Yes.
Thank you, Damien.
Yikes.
still hairbrushes in the
no,
lead.
No, it's not.
If we're playing creep poker, you have quad aces right now. You do. Like,
I got the notch.
Nobody is beating your creep hand. Okay. I'm dead serious. I don't care what. Shh, just let it happen. I feel like if you just add shh, just let it happen to your hairbrushing,
no.
You have.
The next people's stories are way more
no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Carrie.
Yes.
Creep, what do you got?
Oh, mine was really nice with doctors leaving things outside and not breaking into garages, turning power clips off, turning phone wires off, and just creepy.
Wait,
anybody understand even one word she just said?
I did not.
I heard something about breaking into garages.
Oh, yeah, you had a hairbrush compared to the, okay.
Yeah, Jimmy's hairbrush. I'm going to stop. Amanda?
Yay!
Creepy. What do you got?
So I worked for a physician's office, and one of the physicians who no longer works there would stand in my office working on financial reports with me and ask if he could touch my hair.
Ooh, but he's a doctor, though. He's like, that's funny.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's just
this
checking
is
on
for
the health.
Medical purposes.
Yes. Shh. That, okay.
Can you imagine how much worse it would have been if he had a hairbrush in his hand?
No, you would have been like, okay.
Dude, you are going down in such flames today.
That
Michael,
is...
will you brush my hair?
Hey.
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 Creep, what do you got?
Yeah, so when I started a new job, there was this woman that worked there, older lady. She would always go, hey, come here. And she would beckon me with her hand. And when I would talk to her, she would say, don't tell anyone, but I'm going to retire. And it was the creepiest thing ever.
But
then you would find out that she told everyone she was retiring.
Oh, you were special.
Yeah. Everyone has to be the...
No.
That's kind of creepy.
I'm retiring.
Imagine if she was brushing your hair doing it.
You would have liked it then.
I'm not going to stop with the... Kim?
Yay.
Creep, what do you got?
Oh, gosh. Getting a massage, and this guy was massaging me, and he was breathing heavy in my ears and in my hair. And I'm like, what do I do? I can't jump up naked on the table and run out of the room. I was not very relaxed during that massage at all.
The whole time.
Holy
he was just, do you think he was trying to get you to?
Heavy.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, man, it was so creepy.
And you paid him for that, too. That's
I paid him for that.
Yeah.
It was just...
I love that you're just like, oh, my God. That's egregious.
That is,
that's so bad.
It's bad.
Somebody's got to be an advocate. No matter what, it's not good. But you still win. Jesse.
Yay.
Creepy. What happened to you?
All right, so me and some of my stupid buddies went to one of those, like, crazy desert festivals with all the music and the substances a couple years back.
Yeah.
And I was really imbibing one night, just really going for it.
Yep.
And I woke up the next day in a van with a young lady.
Hmm.
And I didn't quite recall all of the details about how I got there, but she seemed really excited about it. And... so she was kind of transfixed, and apparently I had given her, like, my number, and I started getting, like, very alarming explicit pictures with, like, threatening messages and no pants. Very creepy. And, like, it went on for months.
She was sending
she's sending him nudes. I don't think that's... that goes the other way, that's creepy.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
No.
But I guess if it has a threatening message with it...
Oh, like, that would be weird.
Did she have a hairbrush in her hand while she was sending these?
Suddenly it's much better then.
Slacker and Steve.
So I think I got in another fight altercation with the random dude at the 24-hour laundromat again.
I have so many questions already.
Yeah.
You think... you don't know if you got in one?
I did. I know I did. But
here's the
you
thing.
Said again way too many times.
I know.
And that's
that too.
if you know Steve at all, Aaron, and we all do, he is wrong a lot, but doesn't admit that he's wrong. So it's like, oh, there was a road rage thing, I think, or whatever. And then if you peel enough layers off, he did something vile to someone and they chased him down and shot at him or whatever. But it's going to take us the next 20 minutes to figure out what it is he's not telling us. It's like, I think I, yes, you know you did.
You're right. I know I did. But I just want to know, both of you guys, if I was the true victim or the other guy was the true victim here at the 24-hour laundromat.
I will just say this. Without having heard the story, you're the a-hole.
No, I'm the victim.
100%.
Whatever. I thought you were going to say victim, buddy. You're always, oh.
I want to be on your side, dude. But okay, go. Let's all hear right. What
so
you
it's 24-hour laundromat. 2 a.m, I'm there with 3 other dudes. We're all doing our own thing. We're doing our laundry. I go there because I do my comforter, and they have the huge industrial-sized washers and the huge industrial-sized dryers. So by the time all of us random separate dudes get to the certain point, we're all by the dryers now. One guy is standing. There's a folding table in front of the 4 industrial-sized dryers, and everybody stands on the side and blocks the dryers. If you stand on the other side of that table, it's free. It's open. There, no one's not going to bump into anybody, but everyone stands on the other side. So I had my clothes in the big industrial dryer. It stopped. Now I have to go behind the little folding table. There's a guy standing right there. And I know if I open up the big door, it would come pretty close to him. So I pre-said, hey, man, apologize. Sorry, I got to squeeze in here real quick. Hope I don't hit you.
Did you really say it like
did.
That? Did. Okay. I'm gonna believe you on this.
Thank you. I'm being sincere.
Because you don't like confrontation right. either.
Thank you. So I'm like, okay. Just in case it hit him, I wanted to be given. And he didn't respond, didn't move. So now I know there's going to be something going on with this guy. So I got
because he's a middle of the night laundry guy. Yeah. Like, will you roll? Do you understand the implications of coming into a laundromat with a comforter at 2 a.m?
Yeah. I had a big weekend. I was just, like, why?
It just I'll give you that. Of you're like right.
The
Dexter
clientele at 2 a.m. Yeah. Okay.
Like,
every person
into?
In there is terrified of every other person in there.
Yes.
Not knowing. That's why. What are you doing here at 2 a.m.? What are you doing here?
Oh my God, it's so true.
And we're all rushing our bloody sheets.
Yes.
And stuff. Okay.
Okay, so.
But it's always quiet because we don't, we all stay in
keep
our
to
area
yourselves.
And stuff.
You all you're know right. something yeah. nefarious is happening.
So I'm getting my, I got my comforter out of the dryer. I didn't touch him. I closed the dryer door. I have to go around the corner on his changing table or his folding table. I take my comforter over to another folding table, and that's when I hear a voice. And I hear a loud voice and a not happy voice. And so I turn around in time to see the guy bending over, picking up a freshly folded towel off of the floor and putting it back on his folding table. And I go, what did you say? He goes, you effing knocked my towel, my clean towel, onto the dirty floor, you effer. And I'm like, oh, whoa, a little aggressive, a little hostile. But I felt bad. And I said, oh, my God, I apologize. I'm sorry profusely because I hate being in the wrong. He's in the right. And I said, I'm sorry about that. He goes, I don't want your effing apology. Okay. Then I went the next step. I said, dude, I got some change. Your next load is on me. He goes, I don't want your effing change, and I don't want your effing apology. I want you to effing watch where you're going. Now, I stop. I could just walk away. I could be done. I could not say anything. Mm-hmm. But there's no logic in what he did here, and so I had to go find the logic. So I said, why did you open up your mouth in the first place? Oh, wait, you're the type of guy you want to feel wronged and be the victim and announce it to everyone, the other 3 people in the laundromat. You're that guy, aren't you? And now it's on.
Oh my God. It's a 2 a.m. laundromat guy. You don't say anything back.
So before I responded, I actually looked physically, checked him out up and down to see if he had his shirt tucked in. I couldn't see anything in his waistband. He might have had a shirt.
Is he bigger than you?
He is super skinny, and this comes into play. This matters.
No.
He's super skinny, older guy, stringy hair, your typical 2 a.m. 24-hour laundromat
which
guy.
Is you.
I was dressed semi-nice, and I had taken a
were
shower
you in
that
your
day.
Track suit?
Yeah, basically.
So you look enough Sopranos that he might...
A little.
Okay. So he's got to be wondering what your deal is.
Okay, yeah, and I'm wondering what his deal is. So he couldn't shut up either. He said something, I said something back. And that's when I remembered there's 3 other people in the laundromat. And when I turn around, I look, and the 2 guys behind me, one, his nose is buried into fascinating watching the dryer.
Yeah, nobody wants any part of this.
And the other guy's nose is buried in his phone. So now it's just me and this other guy. And then he took it personal. And he said, I couldn't understand at first. And he goes, shut your effing mouth, you fat bitch. Now, I responded, I laughed first, and I said, you weren't wrong on the first half, the first part, but the second part I take on.
Oh, my God,
and then he
Steve.
Started screaming, and then there was the employee or some the owner, whatever, finally came in, and I said, excuse me, ma'am, you have an outrage. You have a customer here that's getting a little outrageous. And so we're fighting like old couple, like an old married couple.
You're just yelling
couple.
At each other?
Just stupid stuff. Yeah.
All right, let's examine the room. You, dude.
I knocked his thing. I apologized. I offered to pay the buy the next round of wash to wash his. I did everything I could on my end. I guess I should have just shut up and owned
no,
it.
No, yeah, you.
Yeah, why did he open his mouth to begin with then?
Yeah, if he just said he wants you to watch where you're going, if you would have said, okay, I will.
Yeah, then wouldn't be enough wouldn't to be, satisfy
yeah, him. That wouldn't have been the end. So okay. He was.
Do you think that he did hear you?
Like, did he, when you asked him to move? Because there's, he might be that guy that's just looking to talk.
When he didn't say anything or even move, I felt right there, I'm going to have a problem with this guy. This guy's looking for something. And
the,
he was.
The idea of, like, you.
I checked. He wasn't armed. He didn't have a knife.
Just the fact that.
His sheets weren't that bloody.
I'm just saying, you're a beloved member of Denver. And to have your demise be at a freaking laundromat at 2 a.m.
by some 65-year-old
yes!
guy.
What? Like, was it worth it? I mean, how does it end? Does he get kicked out? Do you get kicked out? Or you just finally, you got a dry
no
comforter. Why are you still
with
there?
Clean clothes at that point.
The owner shows up. He's like, "We're not doing 24 hours anymore. We're closing at 6 p.m."
My comforter was not completely dry when I took it out because I wanted to put it back in, but I didn't want to escalate it with this guy. So I started to fold it. We got in our little argument. I folded it up, still kind of wet, and walked out. And I said, "Hey, have a nice life, S brick."
The least tough thing you can do while you're talking
to my welcome work number.
Everywhere I go, I put it on.
Never miss a minute of Slacker and Steve.
They're hilarious. I'm listening all day now.
I can listen at work.
Absolutely. We listen at home.
On the Odyssey app.
Listen on the go. Download the free Odyssey app from the App Store or from Google Play and take Slacker and Steve with you everywhere you go.
Get the app.
Alice 105.9.
This is going to come as a shock to anybody who listens to the show and knows we are the source, the most credible source of information on the radio.
What?
For years, we've been giving you bad advice. We've said, like, you don't have to be faster than a bear. You just got to be faster than one of your friends.
There you go. That's it.
If you're out in the wilderness and a bobcat's coming at you, you don't have to outrun that bobcat. No. I just got to outrun Aaron. That's right.
I would like to see that happen. You with your janky knees.
Trust me. So that brings me to what we're talking about. I know I can't outrun you, but I could definitely shove you down.
No, you're not supposed to. In fact, they're actually putting up, they have to put up signs at these places to remind us, hey, don't push the.
The National Park Service.
Stop pushing Aaron down in front of bears.
Put up a sign that says, never push a slower friend down.
I see. They got to put the signs up.
Even if you feel the friendship has run its course.
Even if it says that small print.
All I'm saying is I would never push a slower friend down. Because I can just outrun the slower friends. Right. Yeah. I'm going to push my faster friends.
Oh, nice. That makes sense.
Like that, the sign should say, yes, if Aaron's outrunning you,
go ahead.
And you're starting to feel a little bit of bear saliva on you.
I like the idea of the bears going around and taking the signs down. Like, what? No, push them down.
Some of our best advertisers.
They're graffitiing it.
Always push your slower friend.
I'm late to YouTube, but you guys have been on it for years, but they had this video on there, and I was surprised. It was on YouTube. It wasn't a video. It was an audio of a video of this guy. They call him like the bear whisperer. But
what are you talking about?
It was a recording of him getting mauled and eaten.
And it's out there
it
just to watch? It's
like I was shocked. It was on YouTube. And so
it's just the sound of him being ripped limb from limb?
Screaming. What? And then his girlfriend was there. I respect his girlfriend because while he was getting mauled, she could have taken off and run.
She stayed to record it?
To help him. And after the bear ate him, it ate her then.
She stayed until she got eaten?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. And so
wouldn't the bear be full?
So they had to kill the bear, and they found parts of him and her in the bear.
Why is this on YouTube?
I know.
Why are you watching it?
I didn't
you
just want to.
Put this on before
it.
Bed or something? Like what?
Yes.
This is Steve's gateway into Aaron's murder.
I don't want to be in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's.
I was shocked that they had that on.
I know you're kind of a Dwight Schrute, and you probably have more bear facts than you
beats
know. You have.
Battlestar Galactica.
It's bears beats battles. Okay. I have heard this before, and I don't know if it's true, and maybe you know, maybe you don't. Like, bears don't kill you first. Oftentimes, there's some animals, I don't remember what animals they are, it might be coyotes or whatever, they're like, I don't really care, like, I already got you down, and I want the tasty parts first, and the tasty parts, like, oddly, like your intestines, or your kidneys or something. So, like, they're not like clamping onto your jugular and going and making you dead and then eating you. I feel like bears might be the one, but they eat you inside out. Like they,
I think like lions do that as well.
Like so, that guy probably
it took a while.
Lived
for, he did
for a while he was being, and like and what a horrifying.
And what bears do is they don't finish you. They'll eat some of you and drag you and put you under like some leaves and some dirt to bury you for later. That's what this bear did to the guy.
So it just saved the guy because like, look, another fresh
another,
one.
And go
so
eat
it's like
her.
Two rounds of sushi and then I'll have dry aged meat for the winter.
Yes.
Oh my
and
God.
It teaches us humans that when they go into their dens for the winter time, they're super hungry. They eat everything they can because they're going to be out sleeping.
Yeah.
So that's when they attack humans the most and when they come out of hibernation.
Did you know that they don't actually sleep the entire period of hibernation?
Yeah. What are they doing?
I don't know.
They just slow. They're slowing their metabolisms down. It's not like they're totally asleep. They're
I thought
still,
they were for the still longest little, time.
They're not binging Netflix. What are they doing?
They're watching a Cocaine Bear.
It's a documentary, you guys.
I knew that guy.
After I watched the bear video, it suggested another one, and this one was a pack of wolves that took down a teenage girl.
You need to get off YouTube.
I know. I'm subscribed.
Log out. On there. Start fresh.
We need to see your YouTube history.
Okay, because
it in here.
It suggests stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
You bring it in, we'll have the police ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Anybody in the room talking their sleep, walking their sleep?
I talk a little.
You do?
Yeah. Nothing like fun, though.
Have you ever had a sleep talker, sleepwalker? My whole family used to, like, we've talked about it on the show before. Like, it was, for a long time, they kind of grew out of it. But, like, Noah, there was a time there where it was like being in The Last of Us. There's just, like, zombies just wandering the house with eyes wide open. It's the weirdest feeling in the world. If you've never been around a true sleepwalker, sleep talker, you can have a conversation with them.
Well, real quick, I asked you before when they're sleepwalking, and they walk into a wall, or like they're
They don't. It's not. It's not.
It's not actually a video game.
it's not a first-person shooter game where somebody doesn't understand the controls.
Yes, that's what I'm picturing.
That's Steve's limited knowledge. If you need any, if you have questions about animal husbandry, Steve can help you. Everything else. No, they're. It's one of those things where I believe somehow your body, like they can see everything's working, but just it's like. It's like your RAM is working, but your hard drive's not storing it. Ooh. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if you're a computer, it's doing all the computing things. They're walking around avoiding, they like step over things. They're not like not knowledgeable of where they're at. I remember Noah in a hotel room, like navigating everything and just walking around and just standing, turning the sink on, turning the sink off, walking around, like picking up coffee cups, just doing whatever. And you're like, and then you walk up to him like, what the hell are you doing?
You're going to wake him and kill him. Dude, that's the number one.
I truly believe, like, one Scooby-Doo episode when you were, like, 9 screwed up your whole life.
No, it's...
I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think that's ever been a real thing.
Did you ever wake him up?
You always wake him up.
No!
Always? Isn't it startling,
though? Don't you just, like,
though?
Put him back to bed?
Yeah.
Like, just... kind of hurt them.
Well, once you've touched them more often than not, that startles them and they go,
see, and they die.
No, it's always like he'll come into the room and like stand over you with the blade of the knife getting closer to you, and Whoa. You're like, what are you doing? He's like, why'd you wake me up? And I'm like, why did who wake who up? Right. Let's start with the waking. Like, one of us almost died here and it wasn't you.
That would be
I feel like I might be a sleep singer, but I don't have any evidence of it.
You should download the app that I have.
There's apps for...
Because then you have to accept that its microphone is on the whole night.
Oh, wow.
You record yourself sleeping.
I do.
For what?
Video or just the audio?
No, because this app tracks my sleeping, so it has a 30-minute... When I set the alarm for like 5:30, it can wake me up between 5 and 5:30, so it kind of is picking the best time in my sleep range to wake me up.
Really?
Yeah.
And you feel like you sleep better as a result.
Yeah.
What are you saying then? What's going on?
I don't know. I haven't upgraded to premium.
Oh, you got to upgrade to another app.
But it tracks it. It has like...
You can see...
It has a section of coughs. It has a section of of talking. Has a section of birds, which is weird.
What are you... I
don't know.
You're chirping like
she's got a little thing she does where she's like...
So if you have your alarm set for 5:30, but it deems that it's best to wake you up at like 5:07, it will.
Yeah.
And you're not mad at that? I would be furious.
I'd be so mad.
I'd be furious, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You'd be like, I have 23 more minutes.
Yes, 100%. I would be hurling that phone across the
bar. Yeah, but you feel it actually works. Like, you feel better.
When can we hear what you're saying?
When I upgrade.
Okay, upgrade right now. And when we come back, we're going to... Here's what if you relate? You ever middle of the night relate?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
I wonder if it's got a little section for that. Maybe that's the bird section.
It's like, doing something. You're picking up some frequency.
I hear crying.
Regret.
All right, we're off the rails. What we actually want is if you have stories of like weird stuff you've done, sleep talking, sleep walking. I find it strange that if you're a sleep talker, Aaron, if you had a sleep talker in your bed, would you stay up and listen to it?
Absolutely. I'd transcribe. Yeah. Like truth serum.
You think it's like secrets?
Yes. All that.
Yeah. No, it's just like, I have to go to the store.
That's what you're talking to.
Oh, yeah. If I stayed up for that,
you'd be all bad.
I'd be so mad. I'd be thumping her. I'd be standing over with a knife. And I'll just get my son to do it. All right. So if you got a good sleepwalking, sleep talking story, we want to hear it now. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059.
My wife talks in her sleep, and I always do try to talk back to her, but it never quite works because then she kind of wakes up and then she gets so... defensive, like mad at me, you know, like what are you doing talking to me? And it's like you started it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What? They blame the nun?
Because here's the thing. If you get woken up by somebody talking to you, the assumption is they're awake.
Yeah. Right.
It's like
right.
And then like I said, Noah would be mad and go like, why'd you wake me up? And I'm like, you're literally in my room talking and walking around.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand the order of events that happen. Mm-hmm. And AHAC's the same way. It's
like... Yeah, but she never says anything. It's not quite truth serum. Because I feel the same way. That's why I want to talk to her so bad. I want to I want to know who's like the funniest on the show in her opinion and stuff like that. But I never get to that point.
We sleep talk together. So.
We have a rule. We're not allowed to utter the name Slacker when we're in bed. We've crossed that bridge too many times, and so we're not going back.
I'm guessing you were the one saying it, though.
Let's not get into it.
Angie's like, all right. I'm taking the bald cap off. Oh, my God. That got really dark.
It really did.
Aaron found a bunch of sleepwalkers, sleep talkers, and the one that I find fascinating enough, somebody was like 13 or 14 years old, used to sleepwalk all the time, and they woke themselves up in the kitchen covered in blueberry yogurt.
Yeah, it's a little snack.
Yogurt.
Ugh. I don't understand, but it is just like being The Walking Dead. You walk, like you can do things. I've just never understood eating. But there are people.
They drive.
I mean, a lot of those are like pill related, but like there are people who are fat because they don't. They're like, I watch my weight. I do this. I'm not doing anything. And they eventually find out in the middle of the night, they're having like the Taco Bell fourth meal.
Dang.
Like they're shoving food in. And if they do a good job and clean it up, there's no evidence that they ate. They wake up and they're like, I don't know. And they just think they're hungry because it's breakfast. And then they put cameras up and they're like, oh my God, I sleepwalk and made pancakes. I mean, we've had stories of people making a full on like.
I need to remember this the next time my wife comes down and catches me eating Taco Bell at 4 a.m. I'm asleep.
Why don't you wake me up?
I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, if you're a sleepwalker, sleep talker, or you have one in your life, we want to hear the best stories. 303-222-5423.
Share your story. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
We're looking for sleepwalkers, sleep talkers.
Yeah, reunite or unite.
Unite as one. Yeah. Matt?
Yeah.
Sleepwalking, talking. What happened?
So when I sleepwalk, when I was a kid, I would like walk into my parents' room and then just sit there and stare at them until they woke up. So I was the creepy little demon child.
Okay.
We took a trip to another state to visit some family.
Okay.
And I gave my aunt a heart attack. She's alive. She's okay.
You literally, like, you're not saying like you scared her. She went into cardiac arrest.
Yes. She woke up, screamed. Family woke up, everybody ran in, she had to go to the hospital, it was the whole ordeal.
Jeez.
Because you did the same thing, you were just standing over?
Yep, just standing over, and I don't remember any of it.
Dang.
Did your parents ever think about tying you to the bed, or, like...
You know, they put, like, bells and stuff, like, on doorknobs, and, you know, that kind of thing, so they could hear me, you know, if I was walking around.
It
never worked. Yeah.
What works for anybody else listening, what I ended up doing with my son, because I didn't want him to go outside, you can open doors. They can do anything. Mm-hmm. You know the little, it's like a little, you screw it in, it's like an eye, and then you have the hook. It's like old screen doors used to have them.
Yeah.
You just put that on your doors way at the top.
Oh, then they will think of
you. They don't even know what's up there, so they'll open the door and it won't open. Like they can't open the door. They should have locked you in your room with like the hook and eye. Because then the only person you'd be scaring is you.
That's true.
Oh, my God. You almost killed your aunt. That's pretty amazing. Thanks, man. Chris.
Yai.
Sleepwalking, talking. What happened to you?
It's actually my brother. He was living down in the basement when he was like 13. And my dad heard him sniffing and went down there. And he was sound asleep. And my dad was telling him, he's like, son, go blow your nose. And he would go in the bathroom, turn on the sink, wash his hands, never dry off, and went back to bed. Well, about 5 minutes later, he started sniffing his nose again. My dad go down there again, said, go blow your nose. And he turned on the shower, got in the shower with his clothes on, took a full-blown shower, got out, didn't dry off, went back to bed, and started sniffing again. And my dad touched him, and this is why you don't touch him. Or touch sleepwalkers.
They'll shut up! Him. Chris, you're not taking Team Steve.
Murder.
What happened when you touched him?
He actually went into a panic attack.
Yeah. And he's about died.
Yeah, you don't ever touch a sleepwalker, but he's okay. But yeah, it was.
I need somebody actual with a medical background.
Oh, she's got
to text into 51059 and say there's no real thing where you don't touch a sleepwalker.
More people die from waking up sleepwalking.
Oh my God! Do not make up a statistic.
Than the vending machines falling on them. That's yeah.
Well, that might be true. Cassidy.
Yay.
Sleepwalking, talking. What happened?
I had a college roommate, and our rooms were next to each other. He slept walk, and one night he ended up taking his comforter and pillow and sleeping on the floor next to my bed with me and my boyfriend. Woke up the next day, and he had no memory of it. We found the comforter and didn't know whose it was for about a week.
He wasn't sleepwalking, and he didn't know your boyfriend was there.
Oh, my God, Steve!
Yes. Why?
Well, he couldn't be touched because what if he... Oh, you're right. You're saying he wasn't sleepwalking. That's not what... Okay.
You should be flattered, Cassidy.
You, yes. Maybe he did know the boyfriend was there.
I don't know.
Whoa, whoa. Devil's three-way. Okay. Thank you. I don't... Is it the... I don't, okay. Claudia.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah. Sleepwalking, talking. What happened to you?
Yes, my daughter was sleepwalking until about 18. And we moved to a... We had to have bells everywhere because she wanted to get out of the house.
I love it that people are putting bells places. That's weird.
Sleigh bells. That'd be cool.
So anyways, we moved to a house that had a second floor. And one night we woke up to a big tong, 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 tong. It felt like an earthquake. It was in California. No, it was her. She fell up the stairs trying to get out of the house. and that didn't even woke her up.
That's what woke her up?
So they do hurt. They can hurt them.
Well, of course, if they, because she's in a new house, so she hadn't, like figured out the lay of the land. If you just put a bell up top, it would have made a pretty sound on her way down.
Slacker and Steve.
So Bryan Cranston, the dude from Breaking Bad. If you don't know who he is, I don't know. I hate when
he's
have to mansplain.
He's the dad from Malcolm. Yeah.
Oh. I think I was using a little more modern reference, Aaron.
Malcolm is classic.
Breaking Bad's the biggest...
I haven't seen a single episode.
But do you know why she goes with hers? Because she had a chance to be actually an actress on the show.
Right.
That's why, yeah.
But that doesn't mean... Breaking Bad is literally the best television show ever
made.
Okay,
they throw a pizza on the roof. That's it.
That's one thing that happens.
That's
in
all
it.
I got.
Keep going.
Oh my God, do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing?
She likes it too.
No, no.
It
feels you know good. Who you're being right
yes,
now, right?
And it feels good.
You're being him, and you don't want to be him. Aaron.
No, no, no. Go with it.
Aaron,
you look happy.
Don't
I
do
mean,
this.
She's overjoyed.
This is not good for anyone.
I would continue, but I don't know what else happens.
Oh my God. So you know that from a promo or something?
Yeah, because I guess the house is real,
and people
like,
keep throwing
yeah.
pizzas at it.
Yeah.
And he's not wearing pants in the desert outside of an RV.
Because they were making meth, dude. They had their suits
oh,
on.
Oh, I'm not crapping on that part. I totally respect that part. But
we were going to talk about something personal in Bryan Cranston's life, but we've run out of time. Because we don't know how to get out of our own damn way and just take everything down into the weeds of what else has Bryan Cranston been in? Well, I remember when he was in... And it's like... Yeah. The fact of the matter is, he was on... Conan O'Brien apparently has a podcast now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
Okay.
Is it better than his show? Because his show sucked. Here's what came out on the Conan podcast. Bryan lost his V-card to a professional.
That's brilliant. Good for it. That's the way it should be. We should all lose it to a pro.
Can I ask why you think that? Because I think the opposite.
Because we can learn so many. Just think, your first session, you can learn everything.
Okay,
I'm not
trying to get too graphic. How long was your first session?
No kidding.
So that's why you would want
to... Did you hear that pause?
Yeah, exactly.
That was longer.
It was so long and arduous that it was...
None of that happened. I mean...
Yeah, it was...
I was on a waterbed and didn't even,
Did you wish for a pro?
A pro wouldn't have mattered. That would be... That'd be like... Hiring a contractor for an hour. It's like, I have an hourly rate. It's $150. Great. Can you pound that one nail in? $150.
You want it done right, though. You know it. Peace of mind. You were nailed correctly.
For 12
you
seconds
got
of
nailed it.
No, you didn't get nailed correctly. I could have chosen any odd job. Anything. I could have said, a pipe, anything.
Whoa,
stop.
Bryan Cranston.
I think it's the opposite because when you do it for the first time with somebody that's on your level, it only goes up from there, right? You both, okay. Well, you get better, you get better, you get better. But what if you start off with a professional? Isn't it only downhill from there? You're like, are you only gonna be with professionals?
Women don't want to teach men or boys in that department, so they would love a guy with all the experience.
But I mean, he doesn't. He got no experience. I think where TX going is more accurate. Like, it's like, I'm trying to think of the other analogy, but if like, it's like if the first glass of wine you ever had was like the Rothschild, how are you ever going to drink Two-Buck Chuck? You can't.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're palate wrecked forever.
Okay, so you're a guitar player and you're about to learn how to play guitar. Do you want someone that has a weeks of experience of over you, or do you want Eddie Van Halen to come and show you how to play?
Weeks worth of experience.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Because I'm not ready for Eddie Van Halen.
Do you remember Slacker thought he created like Full Sail?
I did create Music Theory. Don't even start.
I think you should go with the two-week person.
I'm just saying, do you understand? Like, you're not ready.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
When I'm, I don't even know how to hold the guitar, Eddie's going to look at me and go, one, how did I get here? I'm dead. Two, okay. He's going to go like what? I can't show you anything. I need some idiot who's just has the patience to go, no, turn the guitar around. Here's how you tune it. Like, you're not ready for Eddie until
maybe you figure it out together a little bit. Oh, maybe we turn it around this way. Oh, that works better.
Yes. Is this guitar still?
Yeah, or? Of course. Still guitar.
Either way, I'm excited.
Let's get a pro in here for Steve. Slacker and Steve.
Stay connected with Slacker and Steve anytime, anywhere.
The app lets me listen anytime I want.
I love to listen at work, in the car, and when I'm at the gym.
Stream the show live or download the podcast right now.
Download the free Odyssey app from the App Store or Google Play.
You gotta download the app.
Alice 105.9.
I no longer believe in astrology. I believe in
triology. Someone made something up now.
Steve?
Yeah.
Be careful to poo-poo.
Why?
Because this could be nailing you.
What?
Basically, they're saying we all have Celtic tree signs.
Hold on now. I take this very seriously.
You're Celtic. Is this my choice?
I don't think she gets to just claim to be Celtic because she has red hair. There needs to be a little more lineage. Like,
a little Irish. There's Irish in there.
Yeah.
Is there for real a 23andMe? Like, you can trace it back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I just feel like everybody I know who has red hair just immediately goes, I'm Irish, I can be a drunk.
The first redhead was actually found in France.
Is that true?
And then Scotland is known for more redheads than...
Irish are like more brunettes, pale skin.
Yeah.
Do you know your lineage, by the way? I don't mean to beat this dead horse of a point, but you just agree with things that sound smart. And I think in the end, people think you're smart. But you latch on...
He says it with such confidence, too.
He's agreeing with you right now.
Here's what's happened. I'm going to take this on a little tangent before we get into triology. Every once in a while, I talk to somebody, and recently I was talking to somebody, and they're like, is it weird that Steve is like, do you ever feel intimidated by how smart he is? And I'm like, he's not. You have little facts about 100 million things. And then when somebody else says something smart, you say the last three words of it and go, yep. And people think you're smart.
I get the credit for it.
It's so irritating. Like, it's not fair.
I'll give it to you. My knowledge doesn't run very deep. It's just very wide.
It's super wide.
I might know one or two facts about everything that exists on Earth.
Everything.
Yeah. But it's one or two facts. But
it's fascinating because I've watched you in an airport and it's like somebody will sit down and you're like, you'll start talking to them and they're like, you have nothing in common. They're like, well, I'm from Anchorage. You're like, did you know that Anchorage? And you'll have some stupid fact about Anchorage. And he gets them talking for 2 hours and like, you're one of the smartest people I've ever met. It's like, he has one factoid that he got on like ice road truckers or something.
I feel like you're intimidated.
I am intimidated.
It's better than what people say when they find out. They're like, oh, slacker, huh? They usually just give like a sound effect. Like,
I think we start triology with TX. So basically what it is we're finding our Celtic tree signs.
What?
And I know. Okay. And there's all sorts of different trees. I'm going to just start with January 21st through February 17th, even though nobody in the room, the tree is Rowan. And I just want to say, I've never heard of a Rowan church.
I know. Either. What is that?
Does anybody, like...
Uh-uh. Me neither.
It must be an Irish tree.
Oh, a
you know
Celtic
what I'm saying?
Tree. Okay.
It's, yeah, Celtic tree. Well, if you're born
in
that
time... It's got little red berries on it.
It does?
Yeah.
Fun.
Probably not in Colorado. You're intelligent, highly influential patient.
If you're the Rowan tree.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think of who I got in my
life.
Do
they use the Rowan tree to make, like, oars for, like, crew?
Oh, wow.
Don't.
Because it's a Rowan tree?
Don't.
No?
Don't. Thank you. Everybody in the room, we let it pass. I saw it coming from like a mile away. I'm like, I could see his little stupid brain going, Rowan, I'm going to say it.
A T-hack, huh?
My daughter is a, she was born July 9th, so she's a Holly. She's the ruler. She's confident, noble, and a leader.
I see that, though. From what I hear that you describe, dude, she's not a follower.
Yeah, you're
right. Okay.
No, she's not.
Okay.
No. I mean.
I think she's the type of person, maybe I'm wrong, she's like Aaron, that something needs to get done, she just takes it over, takes charge, let's get her done.
I think she might turn into Aaron, and while that disgusts me and frightens me, there's worse people she could turn into.
Exactly.
I mean, like, for example, you, Steve.
But Aaron's so proud of that.
So let's get to TIAC. What are you? May what, 1st?
May 1st. So I'm a willow tree. It's April 15th through May 12th. The observer, calm, intuitive, sympathetic.
Did you hear the way he said those things? To try to accentuate the
That's just how I talk.
Yeah.
That's not how you talk. Rowan, did I make work out of it? That one is not terrible.
No, I think it agrees for sure.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
What's your wife?
She is July 23rd, so she'd be Holly, the ruler. Confident, noble leader.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's one of... Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Let's do Aaron and I, because we're both former Aries, but now we're Alders.
Alder.
The trailblazer.
Ooh.
Romantic, brave, and generous.
Aaron generous, for sure.
Aaron generous?
Yeah.
Which one of us is brave?
I say both.
Yeah, both. You've both pursued careers that take some bravery, I think, to achieve success in.
And romantic? I don't think okay
well, I haven't felt that from either of you.
But I will say this, here's what's really strange. I have always been drawn to Alder, like my entire house. If you like, they're naughty Alder. My cabinets are naughty Alder. My trim is naughty Alder.
True.
My entire, and I was like, I loved my house the second I walked in. I'm like, this is gonna be my house. I love this wood.
It's naughty, naughty.
Naughty, K-N, yeah, no, not like naughty, like it's, right. Ooh, who's a bad,
yeah.
No, it's like Alder. Naughty, naughty Alder.
That's high end.
Interesting, and now it's come
full It's circle. Come full circle. I am romantic, brave, and generous. Let's wrap this up. And we'll
I'm trying to think of the last time you were romantic. What was it like one thing that you've done that's romantic, or, not that I'd say you're not.
That's why I'm not really in on this one, because I don't think I'm this. I think I'm more Ash.
You're an Ash.
Which is February 18th to March 17th.
The Enchanter.
I feel like I'm free thinking, artistic, and imaginative. I think that.
More
the
than.
I think Aries has always summed me up. I've always wondered this. Am I an a-hole because somebody told me Aries are a-holes? Or was I an a-hole because I'm an Aries? Because Aries are kind of a-holes and leaders, and they always got to be the center of everything.
Yeah.
And like, that does describe me, but. Is that because people have been telling me that my whole life?
And you're supposed to be
and
this way.
And I just
way,
kind of, it's a self-fulfilling.
You fit into a
self of. Did that happen that way, or is it the other way? Because you've never believed in
at
astrology,
all.
And none. You don't fit any of the characteristics of a Sag.
Right. Yet you guys do on your signs.
I'm definitely the negative sides of Aries. All the bad stuff that they say about Aries, I...
And Aaron's all the good signs.
Yes. All right. So you, former Sag, you're December 14th. You are.
I'm an elder. Dun, 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 dun.
Would you like to read the things and we'll just
read? No, that's good enough for me. I rule over the rest
seeker
of
seeker is what they call you.
Yeah, I'm seeking knowledge. I'm seeking love. I'm seeking perfection.
It says you're loyal.
That's a dog.
You're ambitious.
Oh, big time.
And thoughtful.
What does that even mean?
Exactly. We just found out that TX a lucky girl and
Yeah, I guess I didn't know there was like a name for it, but there's a TikToker who's talking about the lucky girl syndrome, where basically she was in, like, you know when you have that, you're like, oh, I'll never win this lottery. Like, I have that whenever they give something away at the office or whatever, or we're drawing a ticket, and you're like, well, it's not going to be me. And she said,
you are the person who says that. You're a negative person.
When it comes to luck, I think, yeah. But she said, "What? I'm going to change that, and I'm just going to start telling myself that I'm the most lucky person, the luckiest girl in the world."
Has anybody actually seen her videos?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. And not only hers, but a lot of other people are like duetting or stitching it, if you know what that means. And being
okay. All right.
Just like, I'm so lucky. Like, I got here. I live a great life. I'm so lucky.
Okay, so they keep saying it over and over to the camera and act like they believe it, and then it'll happen then.
Yeah, and basically, I mean, what it is it's giving you confidence. It's giving you more, like...
If your life is a dumpster fire, merely saying the words,
I'm lucky. It's looking at the
lucky.
Positive side of life. So yeah, you might have a dumpster fire, but hey, you have a dumpster to live in.
Wow. And I've got heat with the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
What? I actually did something similar like a few years ago. I didn't know it had a name to it, but because I started working off in radio and part-time, like, you just don't make a lot of money. And all my friends are in the finance and insurance. And, like,
you
so
have a lot of wealthy friends.
Wealthy, like, not even just doing well, like, wealthy.
Disgustingly wealthy.
Yeah. And I'm hanging out with them. And so I was the poor one. Like, I'm poor. I don't 100%. Make a lot of money. And, and so that was, I found myself leaning on that crutch, even as, like, a joke. It's just like, oh, well, you know, I'm poor, so we're not going, haha. I didn't really take it serious because I had a roof over my head. I mean, I had enough to pay the bills, but compared to them, I was poor.
Okay.
But then I was like, I keep saying out loud that I'm poor, and I don't want, that's not the energy that I want to put out in the universe, because that's not the
and
energy.
It's not the label you want to give yourself.
Right. I don't want to be, how long is this going to last? Am I going to be making jokes about being poor when I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s? Like, I want this to end eventually. So I need to stop it. And so I stopped saying I'm poor. I stopped with the jokes.
Shut up.
And I started saying I'm rich because I have a roof over my head. My bills are paid. I'm rich. And now that's what I say. And I started doing that back when I lived in Iowa. And now I live out here with like a way more incredible life than I could have ever even imagined.
See, yeah, I don't know if you remember this, but it was after you officially gotten the job as producer of the show that you said, I was so positive about getting this gig, I manifested this, basically. I remember you saying...
He only applied for one gig in town, right?
That's right,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who moves to a new town and goes, that's my job?
And it was on the day that... It was like the last day of Little D, and he was listening to the station.
Yeah, with my dad while we were moving into our apartment. I heard Little D, I heard you all bawling.
Trust me, you won't cry when you're gone.
I'm so lucky.
But I heard it. But I think it's just, it changes your mindset. And then instead of looking for excuses like, oh, well, I'm poor, so that's why this bad thing happened, because I'm poor and bad things happen to poor people, and they get tickets and they get like a traffic ticket, like all the stuff that was like a weight on you when you start. It just changed my mindset, I guess.
People don't listen to the poor. They pray for the poor. They listen to the rich.
That got really tough.
Yeah.
It's because I'm rich, Slacker.
You know, here's what confuses me. So it worked for him.
Yeah.
Well, and I would, and I would also say, like, I don't know that I am rich, but I have lived every moment of my life as if I am rich. So what's the difference?
Boom.
But here, so I'm happy for you, and I love that it worked out. There is not a human on planet Earth with more negative energy than Steve.
What?
But he falls face first into money and women and cars and fire trucks and blah. Like, how can the universe be so...
I think for him, it's like... He was born with this, I don't care, like, I'm going to brush it off my shoulder. And so he doesn't, like, T-Hack and I, negative comments come to us and we repeat it in our heads like 14 times a day. But Steve goes home and he's chill and he's on to the next thing.
Ha! But he's putting, he's putting the exact same negative energy out there that T-Hack did, but it never comes back and bites him in the butt. Why does it? Just because he doesn't care?
Well, like, yeah, I don't know. Is it because you're not saying the negative things about yourself? You're just horrible to other people.
Well said. In fact, I've never heard a summation that you nailed
it. We need to put that on his tombstone.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Slacker and Steve.
We're not sure if this is going to fail miserably. Or
let's not learn.
It's sort of let's not learn. It's we want to do let's learn, except we don't want it to be an interesting fact.
No.
Well, no, we still want it interesting, right. But we want it to be like disturbing.
There it is.
Disturbing.
Right. There. It's like, I wish I didn't know.
Yes, there it is.
So it's like, teach us something that we're going to go like, interesting fact. Ugh. It's like the dark side of let's learn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to learn it. Now tell us and ruin our lives too.
The one that has me like freaking out is that when you have a new baby, their full size teeth are already in their head. And they're right underneath their eyes.
They're ready to come out.
Like the full bottom and upper? Adults.
I think they're all there. Yes.
The adult
in
36.
Toddlers, I guess. Their adult teeth are right underneath their eyes. So it's not a newborn. But like they're, and I kind of remember that. Like, because Mia used to go to Children's. There was a dentist clinic there that we really loved.
Yeah.
And they would go like, can we use your daughter's dental x-rays for textbooks? Because her teeth... In her head, her baby teeth were perfect, and the ones behind it were perfect.
Wow.
And they would show
rare.
Us, and they're like, look at her teeth. And I'm like, wait, they're already up there?
Yeah,
because they're just up there waiting to come down.
It's creepy.
And they push the other ones out.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never thought about it that way. It makes a lot of sense, but
he
I don't...
He knows a toddler, man. His teeth are in his head already. They're sitting in
get
his
him
head.
Away from me.
That's what I'm saying. What's grosser than that?
That is kind of creepy.
Or for you, Steve, I mean, do you know the parts per billion... Of bugs that can be in the food that you eat on the daily?
I buy my lettuce and stuff in those bags, and you told me that there are parts of insects in there.
Well, pretend this is about lettuce, bro.
Okay, I don't know the actual legal amount, but I guess like
in potted meat,
cricket heads are acceptable,
all that stuff.
Or yeah, stuff like
same
that.
Same with like crickets or no? I think it's. I'm so sorry. I think it's there's allowed a small percentage of maggots in maraschino cherries.
Slacker, you love maraschino cherries, and you hate maggots when they're writhing and all wet. They're like rice and
the
stuff.
The thing is, you'd see it though.
It's like macaroni,
but no, because it's like ground up or whatever. And the, I don't.
No.
Yeah,
yep, they're ground up.
Stop talking.
And they ride.
Please stop talking. I'm begging you to stop talking. This thing ends real fast if I buzz. This whole thing, you guys, no maggot facts.
No maggots in the maraschino.
Zero maggot facts. Like, we don't want any.
Maggot facts.
I do have a very disturbing one that I learned.
Okay.
And because I learned, I have to share it. I mean, this dates back hundreds and hundreds of years, but when you look at, not an autopsy technician, but like someone who works in the morgue, most of the time, the body that they're working on is of the same gender to prevent someone from taking advantage of that body.
No kidding.
Marilyn Monroe's body went missing for 6 hours.
What?
No, no one didn't. Knows what happened to her.
No, it didn't.
No,
yeah.
They didn't.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Take it back. I
mean, it's disgusting.
We can go back to maggot facts over there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, they have female morticians work on female bodies because mm-hmm. you just don't know.
Yes.
Because guys took Marilyn away.
Oh, God!
And this has dated back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Okay. Wow. So we're calling this Wish I Didn't Learn. It's the dark side of Let's Learn. Give us a fact that you wish you didn't know, wish you could unsee, and make us all share in your misery. 303-222-4200. 5423 or text in at 51059.
This one was weird to me because we've heard the phrase bone dry before. Mm. I'm bone dry over here, yes. But your skeleton is wet.
No, it's
oh,
not.
Yeah.
It's, why would your skeleton be wet?
It's inside of you. It's surrounded by all the everything.
Moisture. One of the cells are getting made inside your skeleton. It has to be wet.
That's
Isn't
true.
That weird? Wouldn't you rather have maggots crawling over your skeleton?
Wet maggots.
Here's one I just read, okay? And I don't know if you guys know this. I have a real aversion to my belly button.
You poking it and stuff feels weird.
Don't touch my belly button. Yeah. Don't get anywhere near my belly
button. I'm going to put a maggot in your belly button.
Stop, oh my God. That would be the last thing. And then just a dollop of ranch. And I'll just like. But here's a weird thing to think about. Your belly button is your old mouth.
Yes. Right?
When you were in utero, all your nutrition came in there. So your belly button's essentially, it serves no purpose past childbirth. So
that's true.
When you're looking down at that freaky little place and you're wondering why Slacker feels weird about it, it's because that's your mouth. That's your old.
Yeah, you were easy to consume.
Makes me want to kiss it a little.
So speaking of.
Maggots.
No. I'm so confused. No, skeletons and babies, because of pregnancy, the average number of skeletons in one person is more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Oh, God, that's weird. Stop. That's weird.
That is very weird.
She has one in her and hers, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, because it's not a permanent thing, but at any given time on planet Earth,
and because,
the average
yeah.
is probably 1.01
yeah,
or whatever.
It's greater than one.
Extra skeletons inside somebody else.
That is pretty weird.
Are we regretting this yet? Are we happy?
Because I don't know what people are going to call. Because you know how the people who listen to our show are. As soon as you say don't, then they do.
They do.
But we really, there has to be a limited number of maggot facts.
I think we have to mention this one, though, because this freaked all of us out. The picture that will be shown at your funeral has probably already been taken.
Right? That you get that program when you go to your funeral?
But not for you.
On...
Like, Tia and Aaron are very young. But like, if you get hit by a bus, sure.
Yeah.
But if you live to be like 80, they're not going to use your 20-year-old photo.
They don't use your 80 because we already know. We want to see what you look like when you were young. Because I don't.
I have seen both.
Yeah, because if I know you, I know you what you look like at 80 right before you died. But if you have people that didn't know you way back in the day, they want to see what you
look
like. Those
are like the side photos. I still think the main one is a more
the current.
Don't
you think?
Right before I died?
Well, no, not right before. Not like while you were sick, but like if you're at a church and you are an active member of that community, you're going to want to put up a picture of like a kind of a recent shot, because then it's like, oh, that's Steve. He always sat in this third row. Like wouldn't get communion except on Easter and Christmas. Like they want to remember, or like at your nursing home, you're not going to put up somewhere
like
they're
Burning
like
Burning Man concert.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
who the hell is that guy?
I want that one.
That is.
That's the one. But
I'm honestly surprised that Steve knows what Burning Man is.
It took me a while going through the concerts, and I'm like, I'm going to go.
Coachella.
Yes.
No, but yeah, I get it. Those pictures, your side pictures, are definitely taken, but your main picture,
okay, is of me of 85.
Yeah. Okay, this one's not as dark because I don't want them all to be super dark. This is just a dumb fact, but it is kind of, once you know it, you wish you didn't know it. It takes longer to say www, the abbreviation, than it does to say World Wide Web.
Yeah. Wow.
So the abbreviation for World Wide Web takes longer than...
World Wide Web.
Yes.
That is kind of...
It's the stupidest...
Notice we say fast. World Wide Web. Can I throw one? Mine is just off of left field.
Okay.
You remember when the Challenger blew up back in the 80s?
Yes.
NASA wanted us all to think that all the astronauts died during the explosion.
Don't do this.
Most of them didn't. The cabin that they were in was still pressurized. It was still traveling upwards. And ground control could tell that the astronauts were still... flipping switches,
doing stuff.
They were activating their survival packs individually, so they didn't
die till they hit
the 3 mile drop.
Oh,
all the way
God,
down.
That's the worst thing I ever
heard.
I know.
I probably shouldn't have brought that one up. That's kind of weird. Anyway, yeah. Hey, get it out of your heads. Call with the order.
Oh, my God. Everyone just leave him hanging right here. Right? This is the worst thing you've ever said.
We can cut this.
In a career of somebody saying terrifying. No, we're leaving.
We can cut this.
No, no. We can't edit anything. We're live. So what is what you wish you didn't know?
My bad.
Or it's maggot talk.
Maggots.
303-222-5423.
Give us your 2 cents. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059. Slacker and Steve are now anywhere you are.
Anytime you want.
Wherever you go. Listening on the app is so easy. I listen anytime I want now.
Take the guys with you on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Download now in the App Store or from Google Play.
I listen every day.
Alice 1059.
So it's kind of just learn, but it's really more like the things you wish you didn't learn.
Wish the things we didn't learn. Wish things. There's a really work around.
Emma?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know what.
Oh my gosh. So the umbilical cord is how babies get rid of waste when they're a fetus.
Okay.
And then when they're born, it falls off because it's not doing anything anymore. But there is a rare disorder that you can get as an adult sometimes where you can leak urine out of your belly button.
No.
Because the attachment's still there?
What?
So wait, your belly button wasn't just a mouth. It was an in and an out.
That's right, a butt.
Yes. So it's still connected to parts of the digestive system in adults, but there's a disorder where it can open up, and those two things can talk to each other again.
Like gush? Are we talking like gushing or?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't have it, so I don't know. I learned this by Googling what's behind the belly button, and I wish I hadn't Googled that.
Don't ever Google it. Oh, my God. It's the recesses of your soul. That's what's behind it.
Yeah, we don't need to know.
Oh, my God. Emma, that's had to be your darkest day.
We could pee.
Yeah, I am so glad you asked.
Oh, my God.
Which I know.
Thank you for the call.
Dang.
I can honestly tell you, you could not pay me enough to Google what's behind my belly button.
Not anymore.
I never. I don't want to know. Liz.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. I wish I didn't know. Let's learn the dark side. What do you got?
A shrimp's heart is in its head.
No way. I didn't know that.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everything's in its head.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it, there's nothing in, like, the whole back part of a shrimp that we eat is
boiled
nothing.
Pus, yeah.
It's not boiled pus, but there's nothing to it.
You're right.
It's just like
it's
a.
Yeah.
And it's the male. Is it the male shrimp? No, it's the seahorse that takes care of the birthing and all that stuff. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what with the shrimp, everybody goes, oh, this shrimp has been deveined because that black stripe down the back.
Right.
That's not a vein.
It's not.
That's poop, I think.
It is.
I think it's poop.
Yep.
They say devein it, but it's like, no, you de-pooped it.
You did.
It's like, that has been peeled and de-pooped.
All their stuff is in their heads.
Yeah.
That is...
Okay, well, that's lovely. At least we don't eat the heads. Thank you, Liz. Tracy.
Yay.
I wish you didn't know. Teach us something that we don't want to know. What is it?
That most of the dental work that you have done, regardless of what it is negotiable. You can negotiate your prices. You can get financing. And that everybody that is doing your dental work is getting commissioned and bonus off of getting a crown out of you. For an example, getting a crown instead of a filling.
Wait. So they'll bonus on pushing a crown
out
of me.
Do you know how many times my crowns have been replaced?
Every time you go to a new dentist, they want to do that exact same thing.
I'm on my 19th set of crowns here.
No way. Bastards.
You're kidding me. That's a real thing?
It's a real thing. I didn't know that until I switched my occupation into managing dentistry, and I ended up leaving. It was so upsetting.
Wait. So even the dental hygienist will bonus if they push a crown on me?
They go.
Nope. The hygienist dentist, or they bonus when they get you to do a scaling and root planning instead of a regular clean.
I get those done.
Yeah, because they talk you into it.
Most of the time, you don't need it. Most of the time, you don't need it.
Holy, what else do we... Let me grab a pen
here.
Oh,
my God. This is the dark side of dentistry.
Holy crap.
We just need to do a whole show on that.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Tracy. I'm not sure what our resident relationship coach is going to teach us, but Irina?
Yeah, boys.
Yeah. Teach us. Let's learn the dark side. What do you got?
Okay, so this is actually for Steve.
Oh.
So next time Steve has relations with a woman, I want him to remember that women produce the love hormone, oxytocin, okay. which makes them fall in love. And that's oh. why men detach very easily and don't fall in love as easily. The same thing happens when a mom gives birth to a baby and breastfeeds. She creates this love hormone, oxytocin. That way she doesn't like go crazy and try to kill the baby.
100%. Because like I've seen women who are like, after the pain of childbirth, I'm like, I'm never going to have another baby. And then they breastfeed and they're like, let's have another baby.
Because it makes it
right
they,
now.
They'll forget the pain. Or
it erases all the icky and like, huh.
All right, yeah, so Steve, you need to wear like a hazmat suit next time you have a relationship.
Love it.
Amen.
Thank you, Irina. Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's learn the dark side. What do you got?
Yeah. So if we all know the TV show Saved by the Bell, well, the origins of that phrase actually come from the 1900s. I went on a ghost tour in downtown Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
And back then in the, you know, medical infancy, there was a lot of things they didn't know. So people would accidentally or unintentionally get buried alive. And so they would attach a string to their finger with a bell at the top of where they were buried.
Get
and
out.
If they were still alive, they would ring the bell and somebody would be in the graveyard and they would call people to help bury them out.
Get out.
Oh, that my is... God. So Saved by the Bell is a literal thing. Dang. You were buried alive. And you just knew, oh, this is attached
ding,
to a bell.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, Simone.
Yay.
Yay. What do you wish you didn't learn?
So when my daughter was first born, my dad let me borrow his Amazon account to buy diapers. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, when he let me do that, I also figured out what he was buying of Amazon. And it was a sex swing.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
No, not so sweet.
What? Be proud of that.
Wait, you have to put that thing into like a floor joist or whatever.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
to like, so it's pretty obvious.
Anchored, yeah.
I mean, you walk in, it's like you're putting in an industrial ceiling fan, Dad, or.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story about hikers. Versus monkeys. Who you got?
Wow, who's the favorite? my story, I guess a boyfriend drove 100 miles an hour rushing his girlfriend to a job interview.
Oh, boy.
We'll find out.
Goldman Sachs?
We'll find out what that job was here.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Florida.
Yeah!
Yeah, we got a winner. Apparently now, I'm trying to decipher this story. A driver reached 100 miles per hour and swerved around a police officer in a no passing zone.
Swerved around a police officer.
Yeah, apparently the driver, he slowed down and he approached the police officer and he admitted, he was explaining to the guy that he had been speeding in order to get his girlfriend to a job interview at Taco Bell. They were 100 miles an hour. They were late. He was swerving around cops doing the...
I feel like rolling into the Taco Bell drive-thru with your hair on fire is not necessarily with the cops in pursuit.
There is...
Guns drawn.
All that.
Helicopters.
Yes.
SWAT.
He was doing 100 in a 40-mile-an-hour speed zone. There were also three juvenile passengers in the car, too. So this is... They hauled the driver away, arrested on reckless driving, child
nice.
Neglect, the whole thing. But doesn't say if she got the job.
I'm guessing she did. They're like, it's fast food.
Oh, what you did there with the speeding.
So the speeding and the putting pops. All right. My story comes out of South Africa.
Oh.
Apparently a bunch of hikers went up into the mountains and they didn't realize they were in, let's see, what kind of monkeys? They were in monkey territory.
Uh-oh.
When they got there, the monkeys were not happy with them and began fighting them.
Wow.
Raining down rocks upon them.
Wow.
And at one point, the monkeys were smart enough to dislodge a large boulder and roll it towards them off of a cliff.
They're wicked smack.
These monkeys are like, this here's our turf!
Yes.
The huge rock smashed into the ground, broke into shards, razor-sharp rock. It struck the hikers.
Whoa!
Three of them suffered broken legs. Another was treated for cuts. A fifth hiker was knocked over a ledge but was caught by his safety harness.
Damn.
They called for help. The baboons continued to throw rocks at them, forcing them to seek shelter.
Murderous.
Luckily, there was a rescue helicopter that was in the area because of a Taco Bell interview and was able to airlift them to safety away from the monkeys.
Dang.
And those are all the stupid people and monkeys that we can find for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.